So, Hal?
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who practice in Texas, there are a couple of updates you need to be aware of with respect to Texas state agencies. As many of you may remember, back in 2015, our legislature decided that it was going to merge several healthcare agencies into sort of the mothership, the Health and Human Services Commission. So effective September 1st of this year, there is no longer a Department of Aging or Disability Services. DADS no longer exists. There was a judge in Houston who used to refer to DADS as the friendly-sounding agency that wasn't, but DADS no longer exists. The Department of DARS, Department of Aging and Rehabilitative Services, also was merged into HHSC. It no longer exists. And most significantly, the Department of State Health Services, which used to be the Texas Health the Texas Health Agency, that no longer exists. In terms of regulatory function, it was merged into HHSC. Some of their record-keeping functions, birth certificates and the like, were retained. But for example, if you represent someone involved in a hospital case or another matter that the Department of State Health Services used to oversee, that agency as of September 1 is no longer with us. My favorite former state agency was the Department of Aging. The acronym, of course, for that was DOA. That was not a popular acronym. That was done away with a few years ago. But I did want to make you all aware that these other agencies technically no longer exist. If you were dealing with personnel at them during the transition, you're probably going to deal with the same personnel. But it's now actually a new agency, and so you should be aware of those changes.